Okay, we are towards the top of Samach Dalet Amud Aleph 64a at the two dots. Im shel shem meis ze she'ala alav v'chule. Right, we had said that if the one that's asir la'Hashem, that goat is supposed to be going towards the karban and the blood that we've been talking about for the last few weeks, as opposed to the sir mishdaleach, the ones that sent away. So then the remaining one, meaning the sir mishdaleach, which is still alive. So then there's a machlok, we're about to quote a machlok as which one is going to be the real one. We had said this yesterday, like maybe this one should be it. And the truth is it's machlokas tanaim, we'll see in a second. Or at least Amarayim. So what does it mean? So Amar Rav, Rav said, Hasheni Shebizug Rishon, the second one of the first pairing, meaning the one that's still alive. So Yikrav, that's the one that should be brought. If the one that survives is the one that's for Hashem, so then Yikrav, it should be brought as a karban. Sheni Shebizug Rishoni, and the second one, meaning the one that you're not going to be using, so the one that would have been Sir Lashem, Yireh. So that's the one you would just let it die or let it go out the pasture and develop a mum, a blemish of some kind, and then you will sell it. And with that money, you'll bring the davas in the Beis Hamikdash. My Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Sheni Shevizug Rishon Yireh. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the one from the first pairing is the one that's going to go out to pasture. Vasheni Shevizug Hasheni Yikrav. And the second one from the second pairing is the one that's going to be brought. Okay. B'maikam, what are they arguing about? Rav Savar Balechaim Eina Nidchen. Rabbi Yochanan Savar Balechaim Nidchen. This is a general concept, but they're applying it in this situation to say that those things that are alive and capable, or I guess still relevant to be brought as a karban, you're still going to be bringing them, according to Rav. You can't push them away if there's no other reason. There's nothing wrong with this Baal Chai. So you can't just push it away. But Rabbi Yochanan, he says, no, even animals which have nothing wrong with them, even though they're Baal Chayim, and they're disqualified for some external reason, so then they can be pushed away. Let me just see. We're going to explain a little bit more. My time at Rav, what's the reason? Diyalev mechusar zman. Diyalev mi mechusar zman. Mechusar zman lav afa gav zahashtel chazi ki hadar mechsi shaper dami. Something which is mechusar zman, an animal which, you know, it's just not at the right time. Let's say like a, you know, it's not 8 days old yet. So for 7 days, it's not relevant for a karban. And then on the eighth day, it becomes relevant. So hachanami lo shna, here too, it's no different than that situation. Even though right now it doesn't have a pair, it doesn't have, you know, as the article said, it doesn't have a mate, it doesn't have another animal to go alongside with, the other goat. So, but once it gets the other goat, because you brought a new pairing with a new lottery, so now it's going to be good again. So Gemara says, wait a second, me dummy. This is a different situation over there. In the case of the mechusar zman of an animal which is not yet set, it's not yet 8 days old, so it's never been good, and then becomes good. But here in the situation of the seir, it was good. It was a legitimate karban, and then it was disqualified. And now you're telling us it can come back from disqualification. That's a different argument entirely. Welcome, Tzvi. So the Gemara says, Elahainu time of the Rav. This is really the reason of Rav. The Yalef mi Baal Mum Over. Really, he doesn't learn it from Mechusar's mind. He learns it from Baal Mum Over. That Baal Mum, which is a blemish of some kind, which is, you know, I don't know what exactly the blemish would be. I want to say it's something like a broken arm that it heals, and then it becomes relevant again. But that's a Baal Mum Over. It's a blemish that goes away. So Baal Mum Over, Lav Afagav Delo Chazi Hashi, even though right now it's no good, Kiyadar Mechsi, Shapri Dami. If it gets better, you can bring it as a karban. So Gemara says, V'hasa minal, and how do we know that the precedent set by Baal Mum Over, how do we know the source that can be brought again? Dechsev, kimash chasam behem mum bum hudol yiratzu, ha'avar mumman yiratzu. Mum bum means that the blemish stays there. It's always there. It's eternal. It's forever. However, if it's not always there and it can come back, it goes away, so then it's fine. Rabbi Yochanan, what about Rabbi Yochanan? Mi et rachmanu bahem. Why isn't Rabbi Yochanan comfortable with that drasha, because he used that drasha, bahem, heim hu dechi avar muman yiratsu, hakol dechuyin, ho of a nidchu nidchu, bahem, meaning specifically bali muman, only those, bahem, with these, can you reintroduce them into a carbon. But other things like a sir mishaleach, which it dies, and there you want to use the sir Hashem, that would not be something you can reintroduce. So Gemara says, V'rav. So according to Rav, what do you do with the word bahem? So Gemara says, Hahu bahem ve'einayhu. That's only when they are hu delo mirtzu. Ha alidei tarov es mirtzu. It's trying to teach us that when the only thing you're looking at is the animal itself, so then they're no good. But if that animal itself or its limbs would be mixed up with other limbs, so then it would be okay, even though it has blemishes. Ditnan, the Mishnah tells us in Zvachim, Evarim Tumim, Evarim Ba'al Emumin, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im Karav Haroshel, Achar Mehen, Ko Yakrivu Kol Rashin Kulan. If you bring one head, you bring all the heads. Karav Shel Achar Mehen, Yakrivu Kol HaKra'ayim Kulo. If you bring also the legs of one of them, meaning this whole mixture of limbs, you have to bring one of them, so you have to bring all of them. And the Chachamim say no, as one of them has to be designated as the Baal Mum's legs or head, because we can't. So one of them is no good for the Mizbeach. Now it's true because of the fact that it's mixed in with other things, so then it's, you know, batel barov, but at the same time, we're going to still be worried about bringing the wrong type of thing. So we're going to be solar tole. We're going to say one of these is considered the blemished animal. And even if you would bring all of the other ones, you'd still have to take one of them out to the base of Srefa to assume that it wasn't really a proper thing to put on the Mizbeach. V'idach, and what is Rabbi Yochanan? How does Rabbi Yochanan learn a taroves? Right, that situation, that machlok is between the Rabbanan and the Chacham. Sorry, between the Tanakam and the Chachamim. I didn't say an opinion there. V'idach, has Rabbi Yochanan learned that halacha? Nafkli mi bam bahem. Apparently, the two words bam and bahem would have been extraneous. But the word bahem doesn't teach you. There's just the extraneousness of those two words together. Okay, interesting. Joshua v'idach bam bahem lo darsh, which is, you know, could be why it's a bit of a unique way to make a drasha. So Zerav says that's not something you can say. Okay. So the Gemara continues. Ularav nihinami debali chaim eina nidchim. So fine, Rav, it's okay that the animals are not going to be pushed away, meaning they're not going to be disqualified. But ibai hainakriv. Why are you saying that you have to use the first one? You should just say you use either the first one or the second one of the new pairing. So Amarava, Rav Savar like Rabbi Yossi, Damar Mitzvah Sabarishon. We said this yesterday, 2 days ago on Shabbos, maybe, that there's a mitzvah specifically to use the first one you're using. Where do we learn that from? This is a repetition, so I'm just going to run through it. Hi, Rabbi Yossi, Inim, Rabbi Yossi, Dekupos. Maybe it's the one with the shkalim within the different buckets. So Ditnan, Shalosh, Kubash, Shalosh, Shalosh, Lin, Shebehen, Tormines, Halishka. You would collect the shkalim for the sake of the karbanos. The Kasvalim, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. And it says, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, each one. Vatanya, Amr, Rabbi Yossi, Lama, Kasvalim, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. Why do you put it on? Lay the Ezim, Hen, Nisr, Marishon, Lahavi, Amen, Rishon. So you know which one's first. So Mishnah Mitzvah Barishon, because the first one is always the preferred one, because it's better to do the one that you designated for the mitzvah first. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Dilma Shani Hasim, just like I said a couple of days ago, the reason that it's okay to use the first one is because at the time that you used the first one, it could have been that the second and third one didn't yet even come into existence. The coins from the second and third container weren't usable yet because they weren't there yet. And therefore, it's different from the Sir Hashem, Sir Azazel. The only time the Sir Hashem is usable is when there's a Sir Azazel. So that's not the same type of thing as an Aleph Beis Gimel situation. El Rabbi Yossi de Pesach, the Tan really is from the Karm Pesach, which we said again last time. Hamafris Lepischo v'Avad v'Hifr Shach Tachtav. You lost one of your Pesachim, was you designated an animal for the Pesach, and then you lost it. V'Hifr Shach Tachtav. You brought another one. V'Achad Nimtzar Rishonim. Then you found the first one. V'Harish Shnehem Omdin Ezim Hen Shir to Yikrav Divrei Chachamim. You can bring whichever one you want. Rabbi Yossi Omer Mitzvah Rishon. No, you specifically should use the first one. So that's a very similar case as the goats, because the goats, again, one of them died. and therefore disqualified its pairing, and now you want to bring the pair, the original one from the original pair back. But if the second one is better than it, so then there's a reason to use the second one. Okay. Amar Rava, Daika Masnisa Kvasa de Rav. Our Mishnah sounds more like Rav. Rav, who said that you use the first pairings goat for this with the second pairings goat, and then the second pairings leftover goat is the one that you put to pasture. Right, that was Rav's opinion. So our Mishnah sounds like that. The Braisa Ubraisa Kvasa de Rabbi Yochanan, and then there's a Braisa that sounds more like Rabbi Yochanan. That you would use the second pairing as if it was original pairing, and the original leftover goat from the first pairing is the one that you put out to pasture. Masnis tiglas derav de katani im shel shem mace zesh ala alav hagor ala shem yiskayim tachta. The one that was already designated for Hashem should go in place of the one that's died, or the new one that's given the lottery for Hashem. To be that carbon is the one that takes place of the original one that died. V'idach d'kaikai, and the other one, it takes place of the one that's alive, right? The shem is zesh alav she'ala alav hagora ala shem yiskayim tachtav. No, I'm mixing myself up here. V'idach. Kedekaikai, right? In the original one that's still alive, it remains in its place, meaning you use the first one. So that's Rav's Shita, and that's what our Mishnah said. Braisa kavasad Rabbi Yochanan Katani, Sheni eni yodea im l'sheni b'shem izug rishon. I don't know if the second one, when we say the second one is the, do we say the second one that we're going to be using to pair up with the one that's substituting for the one that died? So is it the second one, Sheni Shebizug Rishon? Im Sheni Shebizug Sheni. Sheomer Yamar Chai, Velosha Chaveramis. It says Yamar Chai, the one that's still alive, meaning the one that is even alive with its pair. It's still alive. So that's the only one, that's the one that the Chavero, not the one whose pair died. So making a drasha from the word Yamar Chai, interesting drasha. So my mashma, what's the drasha? Yamar Chai v'lo shekvar amar. It's Yamar Chai, not that it's alive literally, but that it is being stood up right now for the first time. V'lo shekvar amar, not that it already stood up beforehand when it had a pairing before. It shouldn't be a repetition, a repeated standing. Okay, it's none. V'od amar Rabbi Yehuda nishbach adam yamos hamishtaleach. If the blood is spilled, so then the Sir Mishaleach, which is, you know, waiting to be sent out, so that one should die. Mes HaMishtaleach Yishav Echadam. And similarly, if the Sir Mishaleach dies, so then you spill out the blood. Bishlamal Rabbi Yochanan to Amar Baal Echaim Nidchim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that animals can be pushed away and you don't use them anymore, so the Mishum HaChiyamos HaMishtaleach. That's why you can let the Mishtaleach die. El Rav the Amar Baal Echaim in a Nidchim, according to Rav who says that they're not pushed away. Amai Yamas Hamishleach. So why is the Sir Mishleach? Why is that one going to be killed? So Amar Lach Rav Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda Lo Kamina Ki Amina Aliba de Rabbanan. I said my opinion in accordance with the Rabbanan, and not according to this sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. So I don't have to really, you know, respond to that. I'm according to the Rabbanan, and they say that they're not Nidchim, and I don't have to do anything with them. So Bishlam El Rav Beha Pligi Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. El Rabbi Yochanan Mamai Pligi, according to Rav, that's Machlokas. About Baal Chaim Nidchim or not Nidchim. According to Rabbi Yochanan Mamai Pligi, what's your argument? Amar Rav Hamrinan, Daika Masnisa Kvasa de Rav. That Rava says, we already explained that our Mishnah is going according to Rav, so it's not that you have to really explain it according to another opinion. Okay, I got to go, but we'll pick it up there at Tanan, which is going to sort of, you know, bring another question on Rav Shita about using the first animal. Okay, Shkayach, thanks for joining. See you tomorrow.